Texas Heat by Fern Michaels. In memory of Lucy Baker Koval, mother, grandmother, and friend. Prologue. Sawyer Coleman watched the patterns the lazy California sun created on her cluttered desk. It had been weeks now since she'd seen the shiny cherrywood surface. Papers were strewn into haphazard piles, pencils with broken points, pens with chewed tops, all signs of overwork and frustration. She really should hire an assistant, someone to help with the load. But no one had ever satisfied her, and she loathed having to check and recheck someone else's work. She had admitted to herself a long time ago that she was a workaholic, but lately she seemed to meet herself coming and going. Heaving a sigh, Sawyer ran her long, manicured fingers through her wealth of golden blonde hair. There was no getting away from it. The work had to be done, and she was the best one for the job. Coleman Aviation was a family-held enterprise, a leader in manufacturing and designing small private jet planes, and she was the only one with the background and education to handle the growing company. There were those about her, in the outer offices, who said Sawyer was too dedicated, too persnickety. She'd just heard that one the other day. Persnickety, for God's sake. The only thing she was certain of was that it wasn't complimentary. Sawyer rummaged in her top drawer for cigarettes and lit one. She rarely smoked, usually only in tense situations or as a ploy to stall for time. She was doing both now, stalling because she didn't want to look at the invitation a second time, and tense because she hadn't heard from Rand in over 2 weeks. That alone was enough to make her itchy. Add to that Maggie's invitation, and she could become a basket case within the hour.